Anushka Sharma is all set to go on the floors with her third production, Pari. The actor released the first look poster for the film, which sees her sport a haunting look. The film also stars Paramvrata Chatterjee and is being directed by debutant director Prosit Roy. Budding actor Kritika Chaudhary, who had appeared in Kangana Ranaut's film Rajjo, was found dead in her Mumbai apartment under mysterious circumstances. The body was discovered after neighbours complained of foul smell coming from the apartment. The investigations are underway and police suspect it could be a case of murder. Following her big Hollywood debut with XXX Return of Xander Cage, Deepika Padukone is all set to sign her next project. The film's director DJ Caruso took to social media to confirm that Deepika will be reprising her role of Serena Unger in the upcoming XXX4. Farhan Akhtar and Shraddha Kapoor, who garnered much speculation about their alleged link-up while working on Rock On 2, will star together once again in Mohit Suri's Next. The film will see Farhan play the role of a boxer and a single parent, with Shraddha paired opposite him. This will be Shraddha's fourth outing with Mohit Suri. After the success of Bahubali, Prabhas's stock has skyrocketed and the actor is all set to make his Bollywood debut. While there were reports of the actor making his debut with Karan Johar, it has now been reported that the actor will star alongside Salman Khan in Rohit Shetty's Next. The all-star female lineup comprising of actors Nicole Kidman, Elle Fanning, Kristen Dunst, Emma Howard and writer-director Sofia Coppola attended the premiere of The Beguiled at the Directors Guild of America. Nicole Kidman was all praises for Sofia, who recently won the Best Director at Cannes.
I'm just so happy that she's been recognized for this movie and for her to be sort of, celebrated in this way at this time is really special. And to be the first female to win Best Director in 56 years, come on. That's incredible, right? So I'm just very, very happy.
Yeah, the story, it takes place during the Civil War of a girls' school where they're cut off from the world and they take a enemy soldier in, and it's what happens. But it's a lot about power dynamics between men and women, which I think is relatable in any time and universal. So that's what drew me to it.
The four-day live stream that gave fans insight into her life was concluded with a performance by Katy Perry in front of 1,000 fans at a Los Angeles high school. The singer performed her all-time hits, Teenage Dream, Chained to Rhythm and Hey Hey Hey. Rapper-turned-actor Ice Cube received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The star was unveiled outside the Musicians Institute, where he thanked his family for supporting him throughout his lengthy career. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.